Welcome to Also Cool Sounds Like. This season, we're featuring the stories and creative journeys of Montreal musicians. We're having conversations about where their musical inspiration comes from, what keeps them going, and what finding their place in the Montreal music scene has been like. I'm your host, Gwen.
And I'm your other host, Aviva. On today's episode, you're going to hear from DJ and producer Gaillance.
Gaillance is a mogul. She wears many hats. Like Aviva said, she's a DJ and producer, but she's also a community organizer, a music journalist, an activist. She's really, really active in the music scene here in Montreal because she is a native. Like, the culture of the city means so much to her. And on top of that, she spent a lot of time in Brazil and Belgium and considers those places as second homes.
She's really a world citizen. She speaks French, English, Creole, Portuguese, and she understands African, Arabic, and she says she speaks Dutch at the level of a little kid.
This past year, she recently participated in an exhibit at the Phi Center, which looked at the history of hip-hop in Quebec.
And on top of that, she also hosts a podcast called Les Butins des Cousins, and she hosts it with her best friend Julio. They cover all sorts of things like pop culture. They did an episode about Pink, the artist, music, and language. We'll definitely link to that in our show notes.
Yes, and she's almost done with an upcoming album, which you'll hear her talk about later in the episode.
Welcome to the show.
Our sponsor for today's episode is Dispatch Coffee. Visit www.dispatchcoffee.ca to try a coffee bag for home or coffee subscription today and get 20% off your first order when you use Also Cool at checkout.
Eu sou uma fruta cogoia. Eu sou uma moça. Eu sou calunga de louça.
Caramba,
eu sou uma joia. Eu sou a chuva que moia, que refresca bem.
My name is Aisha. I'm a born and raised Montrealer. I grew up in the Northeast, represent school. And I'm a DJ. I'm known for my DJing. I'm also a music producer, a songwriter, and daytime, I'm a, well, how do you say that in English? Content producer for various TV shows on the Quebec TV sphere. And I program a festival. I work on the programming team of Pop Montreal. I curate some stuff at Phi. I put my head everywhere and when I have time, and I really like to teach kids how to DJ and produce. I feel like it gives me some vibes. I'm an hyperactive. I feel like if I do things, it calms my anxiety, even though it's still there, you know?
Yes, I do know what you mean. Starting at the beginning, can you talk a little bit about the name Gaillance and where it comes from?
So basically, Gaillance is a name that my friend Grand Buddha, a rapper from Montreal, he gave me that name because I was always partying hard and being super loud. So Gaillance is a Creole word that means like happiness and, you know, life of the party, you know, baby, welcome to the party. That's Gaillance. And my music is, Giles Peterson gave a term, but then it was rejected by the UK scene, but he called it a broken beat in the 2000s, okay? So broken beat is like a mix of UK garage, house, Brazilian jazz, jungle, drum and bass, all mixed together. It's very jazzy, very soulful, but then the drums are like syncopated. I make a lot of UKG beats with a jazzy feel. I work with some musicians. Yeah, I like percussions. I like Brazilian music. I'm trying to emulate the artist Dalla like.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the differences then that exist between DJing and producing your own music?
I feel like since the past 10, 15 years, the word DJ and producer was kind of merged together. I feel, and it's the first time we're going to say this, but I feel it's, the, you know, the male DJs, those cis white male DJs, not even white necessarily, let's say all cis male DJs, they put this whole thing of like DJ producer, you have to be a DJ and a producer. And to me, it really like made me feel so much pressure for a long time because I felt like a lot of these male were like, yeah, like, if you want to go to the next step, you have to make your own beats. If you want to show that you have the bigger dick, you have to make your, you know, and it's not necessarily about that. And I was not in that place artistically, emotionally, spiritually. I was like, nah, I want to share because I love music so much. I want to share. And so I was like still in that zone, you know, but then you can be only a DJ and still have fun and be successful and love what you do and be good at you do. And you can also be a producer and not be a good DJ. And there's a lot of that outside in the streets. All those males getting, I don't know, like third time the salary that I make often are not as good of a DJ than a lot of like femme identified people that I know. You know what I'm saying? Just because they have the label producer, you know, but it doesn't mean shit. So that's the role of the producer. It's like you're being the art director and then you're putting people in session and you're giving other people's jobs as well, you know. You have session musicians. That's the job of the producer, like making sure like the composition, but then the arrangement afterwards as well, you know, that is like in a certain like aesthetic.
Who are you listening to a lot right now?
Ooh. Let me go check out the playlist.
Yes.
I listen to Victor Duplay a lot. Like, I'm very inspired by him. I listen to Seven Davis Jr. a lot. Clever Austin. Charlotte Dos Santos a lot. This Brazilian singer called Marcelo Ganem. I listen to this music a lot as well. So that's the vibe, yeah.
Mm. Well, going back to you then, how did you come to music and decide that making music was something you wanted to do?
I mean, all my life, my family was involved in music in some ways, some opposite ways. As much as my grandfather was like in a gospel choir and gathering the people of the community to, you know, speak the name of the Lord. Amen. But in the very, like, in his own way, he was one of the first to bring, like, drums in the Catholic Church, which was like, you know, it's the devil, the drums are the devil. But he was like, nah, I want to call Jesus. Then also his son, my uncle Patrick, and the cousin of my uncle Patrick, which is my other uncle, GC, they were both promoters in the nightlife at Circus, Red Light, all clubs that no longer exist. But they booked Moby, Daft Punk, and all this stuff. So my uncles were all like in that rave scene, doing raves at the Olympic Stadium and stuff. They taught me about how promoting events and stuff like that and booking shows. So that's where I got this love for all types of music. So it was like, I feel like both had a religious touch to music, you know, like the rave is church and my grandfather was at the church, so it's opposite, but I feel like this, it's very communal. My father is also a big music fan. He's not a musician, but he knows, like, he was listening to Hendrix, to BB King, Nina Simone, all that stuff. Yeah, it was bringing me to Jazz Fest and all those music festivals when I was a little baby. You know, I grew up here, so, you know, all those festivals were always in my life. And then when I was a teenager, I wanted to be a music historian. I was reading a lot of, like, biographies, and I was like, whoa, there's Lincoln sociology and music. Ooh, I could be that nerd one day. And then I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be a music journalist. And then I made a documentary in 2010 to 2012 about the music scene in Montreal with the first steps of Kate Renata, A La Claire Ensemble, Beto Bees, and with a music compilation that goes with it. And then that's where the world got to know young Gaillon. And then I started DJing. Because people were like, whoa, you have taste. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, and then recently I got out of my shell and I was like, yo, I could make a beat too.
It sounds like you kind of pull from so many different styles, from the church and the jazz and the raves. Can you talk about then how
you incorporate all of this eclectic mix into your own sound.
Yeah, definitely. And also, that's the reason also I took my time before making my own production, because I was so lost in what is me. I feel like other producers around me really have a clear genre, if we can say that, that they tackle. And me, even as a DJ, I can play like some traditional music, and then the next one is a rock song, and then the next one is a pop song. And so I really like all type of thing, and I sense they're linked together. When I make music, it's always to transcend a feeling. I have a feeling, I need to let it out. It's very selfish, like the artist, the selfish artist. But when it comes to a DJ set, I feel a selfish DJ as well, because I hate requests, and I'm like, let me do what I have to do. But even though I'm like that, I still feel the crowd. I still, I'm trying to feel them and give them back an energy of something that they don't know they need, you know? And it's kind of like going to church. People gather to the church because they're like, they want something. They're looking for this feeling of like being together and this faith and this spiritual thing. And I feel like you can get that in the club.
We found a quote from you that said, "I know that when I'm sad, I make the greatest sets ever." And so I wanted to ask you, what music gives you like the biggest emotional response?
Like samba. Samba makes me cry. Just thinking about it, I want to cry again.
Oh.
Yeah. Samba makes me cry like crazy.
What about it makes you cry?
It's so much. It's as much like you see everybody, they sing along. Like Jesus Christ, it's like the church too. People, they sing the church songs together because they all know the church songs. But then Brazilians, they all sing the classic samba songs, and then the drums that comes with it. And I feel like it also tackles to my grandfather who passed away recently. And he was playing drums while people were singing along. And that's samba, you know, it's like, and the percussions and the guitar, it always gets me. There's always like some point of the night at the samba, I'm in the corner crying. Yeah, I always cry at carnival because it's so much. It's a lot.
Do you ever try and incorporate or draw inspiration from samba then in your music or in your DJ sets?
Yeah. I've played some samba music. It's been a long time since I played an entire like samba set, but I've made a remix of a song of Gal Costa, which was not the samba as we know. It was pretty bossa nova a cappella, pretty mellow. And I made a remix that was like much more samba-esque. Fruta Gogoya.
Eu sou uma fruta gogoia, eu sou uma moça, eu sou calunga de louça.
Can you walk me through what was the creative process for this song?
Wow, that was like the most spontaneous ones.
Oh, but really?
Yeah. And it's the first production I've made, so it's funny. So at first, I wanted to do a cover of another song of Gal Costa called Trem da Onze. I wanted to sing on it and blah, blah. But then I was like so self-conscious, so I didn't do it. And I was like, wow, I have this a cappella of Gal Costa. Let me just do a remix of it. And then I smoked a little joint. It was very cold November, and I was very depressed. And I was like, let me bring it back to Bahia, to Brazil. And then right when I sent it for mixdown, I was like, wait, let me add this guitar sound. Mostly this song is very nice because of the lyrics. It's a very like feminist song, and it's about you know, owning who you are. And it's like, so she's like, I'm a fruta gogoya. I am also a woman. I am the sea. I am everything. She knows she's naming everything that she is. And she says at the end, like, she's also the samba that she rehearses, that the master doesn't listen to it, you know? So that was very touching to me. I kept repeating that part. I made it known.
sponsor for today's episode is Dispatch Coffee. Dispatch delivers traceable and ethically sourced coffee from small-scale farms to doorsteps across Canada. Their beans are expertly roasted in Montreal, which ensures your coffee will be fresher and higher quality than what you can get in the grocery store. Visit www.dispatchcoffee.ca to try a coffee bag for home or coffee subscription today and get 20% off your first order when you use Also Cool at checkout. The other song that I was really interested in, it was kind of strange because you had the remix with Keita. I wanted to ask you, what's it like to make a remix with a vocal feature like that?
Yeah, I would not call this a remix because even herself, she's like, oh my God, I didn't even recognize my own song because I didn't even put the hook of her song. The original is Crush It of Keita. I mean, if you listen to the original, you'll be shook. It's like super like... you know, like those Dilla drums, Langorious R&B, and now it's like a high speed UK garage, the voice chopped up. And then that one happened so fast, but like at the right timing. Oh my God. I was like making that beat and I was like, whoa, like I'm very inspired by those vocalists like Keita, Kali Teknis and Malika. So I was just like, what? I really like this song by Keita. And I sent her an email. I was like, hey, would you mind sending me the acapella? I just want the acapella. Like, and then 2 hours after, you know, usually people, they send out stems like 2 weeks after, you know. And so it was 2 hours and I was like, whoa, I still had the fire in me. And I was like, chopped it up. And at first she was like, what is this? And I was like, but it's UK garage. And then she was like, yeah, okay, cool, fine, I like it. It was a fun tune to make, you know. Yeah.
What was the creative process like for creating the EP, Not Toning Down?
Oh, the creative process. I was like, I was not doing it for no one. I was doing it for myself. And naming it No Toning Down was a way for me to remember why I was doing this. Mm. And that I shall not tone down, you know. I'm telling my story in the album. Now you're going to know why I'm not toning down. Because so many shit happened. I felt like in the past 10 years I was toning down. And I was like, no, it's not my place to be this or that or da-da-da. And so when I was like, you know, isolated... And I was like, well, I have all these feelings that I don't know how to express, but then this is my only way to express those feelings and feel good, you know, inside, just between me and me, you know.
In your own words, because I'm sure it varies from DJ to DJ, how would you describe the role of a DJ?
Oof. I mean, we could go all off about the technical side of things, but to me it's secondary. Because someone could play vinyl and can be boring. Someone could play with their laptop and be extraordinary. Like, the format doesn't mean nothing. But to me, it's just about telling a story and also giving to the people what they don't know, that the things that they want. You're guiding them. It's a lot of energy. It's very exhausting. Because you have to listen to what they want and then respond while you think about 3 tracks. In the back of your head and mixing them and seeing what they need. And it's a lot of energy circulating in the room, you know, I feel.
And then going to the experience of the consumer, how do you feel like the experience of listening to music varies inside the club or a venue when you're listening to a DJ set or when you're out in the street just listening to your headphones?
I mean, it's 2 things. And even listening to music in general, you know, I have a sister. Sarah Jeanne is 12 years old. My sister is 12. And I mean, she didn't grow up with cassettes. She didn't grow up with vinyls. She didn't grow up with CDs. She grew up with Spotify. She was like, I want my Spotify subscription. So this whole idea of listening to an album to those Gen Zs is like something very like different because they're used for a curated playlist, you know, which is to me something that I was trying to teach her, that it's not okay. It's cool, but you know, you have to learn to listen to an album because the artist took his time or her time or their time to do the album and, you know, have a concept behind it. I feel like it lacks. Even people that are older, that are like 30, whatever, people are like, oh, Spotify made a playlist for me with things that I like. And it's like, it's cool, but like, guys, listen to albums, please. For so many reasons. Just first of all, for the art of it, and then also like consume it and buy it for the sustainability of it. And the club, I feel like there's so much happening. You know, there's so much happening. Like, just to go there, there's so much happening. There's the music. Because you're getting ready, you're getting out of the shower, you're getting your face done, your makeup done, you're gonna want to have a vibe, you're gonna curate it, you're gonna be like, this song makes me feel sexy. And then you go in the taxi or whatever transportation, you're gonna get something up tempo because you're gonna, oh, I'm going to the party, I'm gonna see my crush, oh my god, let me be like, oh, let me be fabulous. And then you go to the club, you yell, oh my god, see my friend, you know. So in this whole yelling thing, I mean, the bass will be the thing that we retain from the sound. So of course, like in the club, like bassy music will have its place. And then, you know, sometimes you listen but not necessarily listening. There's out of body experiences. There's so many things happening in the club, but I feel like the DJ is like curating according to the space, you know. The same DJ could do the same set at different places. It might be off, you know, like if it's like 5 p.m. at Dacha, or like 5 p.m. at Picnic, or 5 p.m. at the Metropolis. It's not the same thing, outdoor, indoor, bigger, smaller, it's different vibes, you know. And even the people in front of you, the Thursday at Dacha and the Saturday, that it's different crowd and different vibe, or even your vibe, their vibe, what's happening in the world, you know. Like today I would have played the Fresh Prince song just for the lol of it, because he was in the news all morning. So I would have done that to make people laugh. Or the theme song of Everybody Hates Chris, because it's funny. But then, like, it's gonna be only for that day, like today. Like, but then the joke is dead tomorrow, you know? So for the people listening, it's the day after the Oscars. But it's just, you know, it's just a thing of day by day. Call me. I wonder if you noticed. Sweat on my lip, dip in my hip, make them scream my name. Get on my trick, give it a lick, let me do this. Aisha has lived in Montreal her whole life, but is making her way towards international superstardom, having spent time in Belgium and Brazil. After her intrepid world travels, I asked her how Montreal compares, and she told me about some of the changes she's seen throughout her life. I mean, I could talk about gentrification because I've seen it with my own eyes, literally. You know, I had a bus pass when I was 10 years old. Can you believe that's 20 years ago? And so I've been taking the bus since I'm 10 in Montreal. So I know, okay? I know what the city used to look like, okay? Marché Jean Talon was grimy. But you know, the good type of grimy. My dad lived in the plateau, so it was not, you know, full of French people like it is right now. But, you know, shout outs to them, but they need to be conscious of what they're doing to the ecosystem. But then all that to say that I'm happy to be in Parc X, because I really wanted to be somewhere that felt like the old school Montreal, the one that I grew up in, you know what I'm saying?
How do you feel like that diversity then influences the music scene here?
I mean, it influences it, but at the same time, the government, this fucking government, okay? He's not conscious of that, the thing that makes us so different from the rest of Canada. Like, I'm sorry for everyone who's from another province, but your province sucks, or your city sucks. Montreal is the coolest city in Canada. Let me tell you this, okay? like from a true blue Montrealer, like even though someone would pay me to live in Toronto, I would not. If someone would pay me to live in BC, I would not. But our government, as stupid and, you know, white supremacists as they are, tabarnak esti là. We speak French outside of our songs. If I want to express a song, I have songs in the album that the song is in Creole, Portuguese, and English. That's how it came out, you know, because that's who I am. The expression of the art is something else, you know, than the expression of on the daily life.
Guyance refers to her projects as her babies and is working on an upcoming album, her first.
I was saying that I have twins, so the album has a sibling. So it's not another album, it's just a visual album. So we shot a 15-minute short film with half of the songs of the album. So we shot in Brazil. We're gonna shoot this summer in Montreal. So that's the twin of the album.
What do you hope then when people hear your music that they'll feel when they listen?
Well, I hope they feel like they can do it too and they can do anything. I want them to feel what's being said in each song. Sometimes it's coded, but I just feel like they will, you know, feel something, just anything, rage or happiness, want to make out or whatever, you know, as long as they feel something.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. This was great. Again, you really have such a depth of knowledge.
Thank you.
This season of Also Cool Sounds Like is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Gwen Rowley, and Aviva Lassard in collaboration with Also Cool Magazine. Shout out to the Also Coolers, Malaika Astorga, Zoe Argyropoulos Hunter, and Rebecca Judd for their editorial support. Our intro music is by Jacob Lassard, and the show's artwork is designed by Christina Rivera. This episode was brought to you by Dispatch Coffee. Check out the magazine at alsocoolmag.com or on Instagram at alsocoolmag. You'll find some bonus content of the artists you hear on this very podcast. We'll include a link to Guyance's projects and music in the show notes. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. If you would like to be featured on the show or want to recommend an artist, email us at podcast@alsocoolmag.com. Thanks for listening.